People think that they know God and they know how God thinks. But I'm here to tell you, you will never know God until you are yoked to God. You got to come under the burden, honey. You got to come under the burden. He bore his burden, you got to bear yours. Now I'm going to show you, he's going to offer you some help here. Matthew tells us in his writings about Jesus. Jesus says, he says, how shall I liken this generation? Now watch. He said, how shall I liken this generation? He said, they're like children sitting. Did you catch that? How shall I liken this generation? They're like children sitting. They're not laboring, they're sitting. And they're calling to their fellows saying, hey, we piped and you didn't dance. We mourned and you didn't lament. They don't want to work, they just want to sit. And I want to tell you all about you. And Jesus looked at them and said, listen to me. John the Baptist, he came eating and drinking, and you said he hath a devil. I came not eating and drinking, and you say I'm a friend of sinners and publicans. I can't please people that don't want to work. I can't please people that just want to sit down. Get under the burden, honey, and you'll understand what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. And so after he upbraided them about these cities, that he, all these mighty works he did and they didn't repent, he said, Lord, Sodom, Gomorrah, and these other places that were wicked, they would have repented a long time ago had they seen what you've seen. And then he says this, Matthew 11 and 25, at that time Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth. There's that good prayer intro right there. Because thou hast hid these things from the wise and the prudent and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. All things are delivered unto me of my Father. And no man knoweth the Son. You hear that? No man knows the Son right now but the Father. Neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son. He knows me and I know him. And whosoever the Son will reveal, whosoever the Son reveals, he comes into the knowledge of the truth. I'm sure he could look at Philip and say, you don't know me. If you knew me, you wouldn't be asking me, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. If you really knew me, you don't know me, Peter, put up your sword, for he that lives by the sword shall die by the sword. You don't know me, Philip. You don't know me, Matthew. You've been walking around with me thinking, I want to sit on the right and I want to sit on the left. You don't know me, because you're not yoked to me. But when I put the yoke around you, you'll get to know me. You'll know my every move. When I move right, you might as well move right. When I move left, if I stop, you're going to learn. Don't keep going when I stop. If I say let's go, you'll know my every move. But you will never know his move if you're not yoked to him. Are you understanding the little message this morning? Good. Come unto me. Come unto me. All ye that are sitting around. You see, that's what I was trying to show you. How should I liken this generation? Oh, they're just sitting around. But he said, come unto me, all ye that are laborers, all ye that are working. Jesus never called anybody that wasn't working. Go check it out. They were working. Come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden. Labor and are heavy laden. I'm talking to somebody this morning. You're trying to pull this load by yourself. There's an empty yoke right there. You've got the spot, but you don't have Christ in it. Heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Now watch, and learn of me. You want to know math? You want to learn math? You got to study math. If you want to know philosophy, study philosophy. If you want to know me, learn of me. I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls. I'm here to tell somebody you're trying to carry this thing on your own, and you need to get linked to Jesus. You need to get linked to the one that's low, the one that's tenderhearted, the one that's full of mercy. He said, I am low in heart, and ye shall find rest for your souls. Let me help you pull this load. Woo, glory to God. Let's clap our hands to the Lord. Let me help you. Hallelujah. Sometimes I have been foolish in my life and said, I can do it. Leave me alone. That's that man. I'm going to do it. I'm going to dominate. And when somebody could have helped me a whole lot if I'd have just let them. Oh, my goodness. For my yoke, see, it's easy. I'm here to tell you, living for God is so easy. The way of the transgressor is hard. You never really got that thing around your neck. You never really got bridled up with Jesus. Because when you finally get yoked with him, honey, I'm telling you, he'll do most of the pulling. Woo! He'll do most of the crying. He'll do most of the sweating. Hallelujah. And it's easy for him, but for me, it's hard. My burden is light. He didn't say you'll have no burden. He said, my burden is light. When he looked at people and said, take up your cross and follow me, whatever they had to pick up was light compared to him. And Paul looked at it this way. He said, the light of afflictions which I go through are but an eternal weight for me in glory. Hallelujah. Come unto me, Jesus said. Call people to come unto you. Amen. For he said, I've got a job for you to do. I'm looking for laborers. I want somebody that's going to work. I'm not going to put more on you than you can bear without a way of escape. I am your way of escape. Come unto me. Hallelujah. If you want to know me, get yoked to me. I've came out of dentistry. Y'all all know that. I was a dentist for about 11 years and got out. And I've had a lot of young ladies come through my office and, you know, we clean their teeth and all this kind of stuff. And they say, I think I want to be a dental hygienist. It'd just be so fun, you know. And their breath is all clean and smile. Their smiles are sparkling. And they think everybody's like that. And I've told several of them, come work with me for a few days. I told one, 3 days. I'll let you come and sit right here. I got a chair for you. And let's see if you want to be a dentist. Get yoked to the job. Didn't last one day. And when she saw people that don't brush their teeth, got tartar built up about like that, and their breath is like a polecat. See, you don't know the job till you're yoked to the job. You don't know anything until you're yoked to it. And Jesus said, you don't know me either. Philip, you don't know. Nathaniel, you don't know. The only one that knows me is him. We are yoked together. But I will reveal to you who I am so that you too can know who I am. Oh my God. I hope I'm making some sense to you this morning. Take on my yoke. It's easy. My burdens are easy. They're light. God is not interested in taming you as they come this morning. He is not interested in taming you. No. He's not interested in taming your lust and taming your wild desires. He's not interested in you subduing it. He's interested in dominion over it. He wants you to have dominion over it. Because if you just subdue it, that's taming it. And then when things go wrong, you'll be the old you again. Because it didn't change. What Christ came to do is not tame, but he didn't come to tame, he came to change. Perfecting of the saints is the changing of the saints. The prodigal son left his home thinking he knew everything. I think he was 18, if I remember right. I don't know. They know everything at 18, it seems like. Asia, how old are you? Oh, I didn't know that. They know everything at 19. At 19, they know everything. And he left home thinking he knew everything. But God's got a way, not taming you, changing you. Oh, give me my dad, give me my portion, give me my portion. And he left saying, give me. But he found the place in the hog pen where he said, I'm better than this. You know, the place I left, the servants got a better bed than this. Well, I can smell the biscuits. The servants at my dad's house eat better than this. It changed him, brother. God will put you in a place where it'll change you. What's he got to do to change you? He don't want to tame you. Change you. And so this prodigal son said, I will arise. He's one of them sitting around. One of them sitting around. I'll work. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to work. I'm going to go back to my dad's house and tell him, just make me a hired servant. And he came back with a different attitude. It changed. He changed his mind. Tell hell I'm not coming. Hallelujah. Tell everybody what you want to. Yeah, that's me. I was the guy. I was stupid and foolish, but I've changed my mind. He left, give me. He came back, make me. And the father saw him. Lord, he had compassion, love. A yoke with a light burden. Just be my son. Just stay here. I'm not asking you to go back out in that field. That's not what I'm asking you to do. I just want you to be under my household again. I'll do all the pulling. I'll do all the working. I'll do all I want you to be is just be under my umbrella. I'm telling you, living for God is not hard. But what does he need to do to change you and not just tame you? God wants to change your heart. Amen. I want to read just a little bit more in 2 Peter 1 and 2. God wants to change your nature. And the way you're going to change your nature is to know more about God. Get yoked to God. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge. Let me tell you, I've got the spells in Bible study. I know that Brother Gidrow's, they're not here this morning. He's got two or three Bible studies going on. If you want to change, there's where it's at. Know more about God. God, when you know more about him, he'll change your mind. He'll change the way you see things. Through the knowledge of our God, of Jesus our Lord, according to his divine power, has given unto us all things that pertain unto life. I'm here. Are you listening to me this morning? You don't have to be Lazarus sitting at the doorstep of the rich man. That's the extreme examples that he's given us. But he said he's given us all things that pertain to life. He wants you happy on the job. He wants you happy in the marriage. He wants you happy with your children. He wants you happy with your church. He wants you to have joy unspeakable and full of glory. Get yoked to him. He'll change the way you look at life. Life and goodness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine, a new nature. I am preaching to you about changing the nature of the beast, a divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. You escape that old nature. And the more you know about him, the further you're going to get away from that old person that you used to be. God does not want to tame your desires this morning. He wants to change your desires. Paul said, the things that I once loved. You can set that drug in front of me if you want to. If you was a drug addict, if you was an alcoholic, if you was full of lust, when God changes you, you won't be tempted by the same things you were once tempted by. A divine nature. The things I once loved, Paul said, I now hate. And the things I once hated, I now love. Amen. One more scripture, Ephesians 2 and 3, among whom also we all had our conversation. We all were yoked with the bondage of this world in times past in the love. Do you remember your former conversation? Do you remember what you used to talk about when you were around worldly people? In times past, the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath. I'm telling you, God's not interested in taming that wrath. He's not interested in taming that anger. He's not interested in taming strife and envy. And He's interested in changing those things. But God, oh, would you say that with me? But God. But God, which is rich in mercy, of His great love, wherewith He loved us, even when we were dead in sin, hath He quickened us together. He yoked us together with Christ. By grace are ye saved. I'm here to tell you that Paul said, he that is joined to the Lord is of one spirit. When you get yoked to Christ, you'll have to be like Christ. Would you stand with me? When you get yoked to Christ, you have to be like Christ. Hallelujah. God, change me from who I am to who You are. Hallelujah. There's been times in my life, I'll be honest with you, I felt like I was being drug around. Lord, I don't want to say that. I don't want to do that. I don't want to go there. But I realized, Sister Petrie, it was for my good. It was for my good. And when I couldn't carry the load, He could. And when I got tired, He wasn't weary. And when I got sleepy, He was still awake. Hallelujah. He did everything that I couldn't do is what He did. Man's limitations becomes God's opportunity. And this morning, as you bow your heads and they begin to sing, I just wonder this morning across this congregation, who is it that I'm talking to that is trying to carry your load by yourself? I'm asking you this morning, I'm asking you and begging of you and pleading with you to come under the yoke with Christ. Get to know Him. Get to understand Him. And you'll never understand Him until you become part of the yoke. This morning, I don't know who I'm preaching to. I really do not. But I give you an invitation this morning, not to tame. I give you an invitation to change. Hallelujah. As you make your way this morning, anybody and everybody that wants a change in their life, I ask you, maybe you need somebody to walk you down here. That's fine. Get somebody to come with you. Grab somebody on your way. But all of us need to change. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Help us, Jesus. Change me, Lord, from who I am to who You want me to be. Oh God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Would you come pray? Everybody, find you a little place before we go. Hallelujah. We all need to change. Hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. Change me, Lord. Change me,
Lord. Be everything to me.
I can't do it. You can't do it. Hear me, somebody. You can't. You will exhaust yourself
before Your throne, and I will follow.